Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, we are going live to Tokyo because even though some events started yesterday, the Olympic opening ceremony is actually on Friday. So, as he gets ready for it, I am delighted to be joined on the phone now by Team Ireland badminton player Nat Nguyen. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jen. It's actually good night here, but yeah, good evening here. But yeah, I'm good. And yourself?
I'm not too bad, not too bad. How are you sleeping there on the cardboard beds in the Olympic Village?
I'm sleeping grand. I have a room to myself, so I'm actually putting the two beds together. So yeah, I have literally like a queen size bed, so it's all nice. Yeah, it's all good here. Yeah.
Good on you. Now let's talk about how you got there. Is it true that you used to play in Balldoyle Badminton Centre, where I'm very familiar with? Is that true?
Yes. I still play the odd time there. I actually live 2 minutes away from there. Yeah, so I grew up playing there. Yeah.
Very good. That's why I had to have you on. I just had to speak to you. And you came to Ireland from Vietnam when you were just 6 years old. What did it feel like for a little boy? How was that experience?
Yeah, as a little boy, I think it was quite overwhelming for me. I didn't know if I was like going here on holidays or staying here for a long time. I don't really know what was going on because I was only six at the time. But yeah, as I stayed here, I think the Irish people were very, very nice to me from the start. So I haven't looked back since. Yeah. And yeah, at the time, tough, but I think I kind of grew into the culture and the society, I guess. So yeah, I'm fitting in quite well now. Yeah.
Well, look at you now. How did you get into badminton?
So when we moved over to Ireland, I just followed my dad around, trying to fit in, really. So yeah, making new friends, that's how I started to fit in. So yeah, that's how I started playing badminton, yeah, through my dad, and just, yeah, trying to fit in into the community, yeah.
Good idea. Now, your parents worked hard, but is it true that you used to have to borrow a badminton shirt to play in the courts?
Yeah. I think I didn't know the rules when I first played a couple badminton tournaments. You actually have to have badminton shirts. I was wearing little penny ones, the penny t-shirts that my mom got me from Penny's. Yeah, walking on the shirt. But there's rules and regulations of that. Yeah. Funny enough, yeah, my sister said it the other day, and I was like, yeah, that's, yeah, yeah. So yeah,
that's
it is true.
What used to happen. You need to tell us, how did you start to dream of going to the Olympics? When did your Olympic dream start happening for you?
Yeah, I think being a professional badminton was probably the first dream of mine. I just always wanted to play badminton, train every day, and just compete around the world and compete with the best players in the world. I think as I grew a little bit older, as I was 12, 13, 14, I realized, yeah, the Olympics is definitely possible for me. At the time, there was a few of my coaches saying, yeah, potentially you could make a few couple Olympics. So yeah, I think it was around 12, 13, 14 when I really realized that I had the potential to do what I'm doing today. Yeah.
Wow. And how old are you now?
I'm 21. 21.
21.
Yes.
And what are your goals in Tokyo? What are you there to do?
Yeah. For me to medal, I feel I have the best chance in maybe 2024 or 2028. But I think this Olympics, I will use it as, like a learning curve and a learning experience. Let's say in a positive way, so I could use this experience and for the future games. So I definitely feel this games also, I have a decent draw and a decent group, so I definitely feel that I could make an upset on my day. So all the hard training and the practice are done, so I compete in 5 days, so I'm just very excited to play.
Are you nervous?
Yeah, here we are.
You're nervous?
I'm pretty chilled so far. I think when the competition days come, I'll be a little bit more nervous. But village life is very hectic as it is. But I'm quite chilled out. I'm sticking to my own routine. doing what I would normally do in a tournament. So I treat it as another as like a normal competition. So I'm not really, for me, I'm just playing badminton on another court. It just happens to be in the Olympics. So that's
just happens to be
it.
In the Olympics in Tokyo. The world watching, Nat. That's
yeah,
all.
Now, so I
heard your mom says she's not too upset that she can't be there because she can't handle the stress of actually watching you. But how do you feel that there's going to be no spectators there?
Yeah, of course it's strange. I think I'm going to the open ceremony also on Friday, and there's no like spectators. There's no crowd there as well. So yeah, I don't know. I've played a few competitions with no crowd. And to be honest, it's quite weird and strange when there's just an empty hall and it's just you and your opponent. So yeah, I think, to be honest, I don't know what to expect. But I will be prepared for it because I've played in these some competitions for when there's no crowd. So I'm definitely used to this, to the quiet.
You sound very
chilled.
You sound too chill. Listen, I'm going to give you a bell on Thursday and see how bloody chilled you are then. Listen to me. Yeah. I mean, being a professional badminton player, I don't know if there's, you know, you can make much money doing that. I'm sure you can. But do you have a job as well? Do you work part-time or anything? What do you do in your spare time?
Yeah, for me, I just play badminton full-time. It was something that I always, like I said, I always wanted to do when I was a kid, growing up. But yeah.
It sounds like you're made
for it. Of course,
badminton.
Yeah. But yeah, of course, badminton is not the highest sport paid compared to your, I don't know, golf, tennis or football. Not even close. But I just do it because I love the sport. And also, there are little perks or little that comes with it, but nah, we just about get by, get by. But I just do it for the love of sport.
Well,
yeah.
You definitely sound like you love it, and a shout out to Badminton Club in Baldoyle. I know a little birdie, my dad said there's a lovely little little bar up there, isn't there? You can have a little pint of Guinness if you want.
Yeah,
in the Badminton Centre. Oh, I heard all about that. I did.
Guinness and then pool. Yeah, everything up there.
It's got everything. It's got everything. Listen, it's amazing what you're doing. Do it for yourself, but do it for Baldoyle, okay? And we wish you the very, very best of luck. And thank you so much for joining us from Tokyo today. Hopefully, I look forward to watching you.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you
very
much for having me.
Bye.
Thank you.
There we go.
Bye-bye.
Good on him. 21 years of age. Absolutely doing it for the love. He was cool as a cucumber. Imagine being there and the world watching as you play your sport. I just, nerves of steel. I don't know where he gets it from, but fair play to him. That is Irish Olympian Nat Ongwin. Keep an eye out for him. He's going to be amazing. We'll be right back after this.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.